Good evening, church family, welcome to our midweek prayer and Bible study meeting here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. Before we go to prayer, let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, please. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3. It reads, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" Let's go to prayer. O God in heaven, we ask now that you would teach us from your eternal word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Unfortunately, most Christians will step into eternity without ever leading one soul to Jesus Christ. It was C.H. Spurgeon who said, "Soul winning is our chief business." Why is that fact so? Simply because we are not deliberately pursuing the souls of men. God's word tells us that it is possible to forget and to neglect that which we have been taught. Note there in chapter 2 of Hebrews, verse 1, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Note the little phrase there, "things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." And then we read on in verse number, the third verse, it talks about how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation. The "we" here is in reference to God's people. The things that we have heard, we've allowed them to slip. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? In other words, God's word is teaching us the Lord will judge Christians for their disobedience in this area of soul winning. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Oh yes, we can take this verse and apply it to unbelievers, but note the context. He's talking to believers. How shall we escape? How shall we escape being held accountable before God if we neglect the greatness of salvation and we reflect that greatness of our salvation by sharing our faith with others? And the reason why many of God's people are neglecting the great salvation is simply because they are not confrontational when it comes to soul winning. They are not going out of their way to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is confrontational soul winning so neglected amongst God's people? Well, let me just share a few reasons this evening. Number one, a lack of genuine love for the Lord Jesus Christ. A lack of genuine love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to John chapter 14, please. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse number 15. Why is confrontational soul winning so neglected by most Christians? One reason is simply because there is a lack of genuine love for the Lord Jesus. Here in John 14, 15, the Bible reads, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. If we really love the Lord, we will love what he loves. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the reason why many of God's people are not actively pursuing lost souls is simply because they do not love the Lord Jesus as they ought. Because if we love him, then we will do what he commands us to do. If we really love the Lord, we will love what he loves. See, God is not willing that any should perish. And if you'll allow that to grip your heart this evening, I trust it will motivate you and I to tell others about the saving grace of God. Another reason why confrontational soul winning is so neglected amongst God's people is simply because of disobedience. Disobedience. In Mark chapter 16, our mandate is very clearly spelled out. Mark chapter 16, verse number 15. The Lord Jesus said, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God has given us our marching orders, Christian. No ifs and buts. A failure to obey what we know to do, the Bible teaches us that is sin. Soul winning is not an option. It is not a suggestion. It's not a possible pastime experience. It's a mandate from God. Gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. As one man said, what don't you understand about the word go? And what don't you understand about the two first letters of the word gospel? Go. Many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning because they don't love God as they ought. And number two, disobedience. And thirdly, one wonders whether we really believe in hell. In Luke chapter 16, verse number 27, please. Luke chapter 16, verse number 27. It reads, "And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment." Note that little phrase there, place of torment. See, hell appeases the justice of God. The Bible teaches us that God created hell, made hell for the devil and his angels, but yet for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ shed his blood to rescue men, women and children from hell. And if we really love God, then we will be obedient to his mandate, because the Bible teaches us there is a heaven to gain, there is a hell to shun. In Psalm 9:17, the Bible reads, "The wicked shall be turned into hell." And this rich man within our passage of Scripture begged of Abraham, "Please send somebody to go back and tell my brothers, lest they come to this place of torment." My friend, confrontational soul winning is a non-option for you and I as Bible-believing Christians if we really believe in hell. Fourthly this evening, Proverbs chapter 29, please, verse number 25. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 25. Let me give you another reason why many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning. I'm not talking about barraging people, being nasty or unkind, but I'm simply making the statement that confrontational soul winning, that is, you and I need to go out of our way to win people to Christ. We need to make an effort to win people to Christ. We need to take the initiative instead of waiting for others to come to us and say, "What must I do to be saved?" In all of my years of being a Christian, that has only happened to me once, when a person actually came to me and said, "I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Will you show me how I can become a Christian?" Only once in my lifetime. Therefore, the Bible teaches us that you and I need to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because people need to know and understand that they have a need of salvation because they are sinful. And another reason why many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning is found in Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man bringeth a snare. What kind of snare? Well, one snare is that it hinders you and I from sharing our faith with others. Many fail to witness because they fear people, they fear rejection, or they fear the loss of a friend, or maybe they fear failure. Will I clearly communicate the gospel with others? Or maybe the fear of the possibility of getting an objection that you can't answer. Beloved, the fear of man bringeth a snare. And many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning. And maybe you are one of these. You're not involved in confrontational soul winning because you fear man. But note the second part of verse 25. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. We need to just trust God. And we need to trust God that he'll look after us. So the fear of man bringeth a snare, but those that trust the Lord, they shall be safe, the Bible teaches us. In 1 John 4:18 and 19, God gives us a remedy for fear. Perfect love casteth out fear, the Bible teaches us. Another reason why many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning is because they don't know how to lead a soul to Christ. They've convinced themselves they do not know how to lead a soul to Christ. They're in Acts chapter 8, please. Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31. It is true we need to learn how to effectively win people to Christ. And we need to do everything that we can in our power to learn how. There are books you can read. There are opportunities, Lord willing, in the days to come out with us door to door, endeavouring to win people to Christ. But it's so important that you and I understand how to lead a soul to Christ, because note here in Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31, and Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. What a privilege and an honor it was for Philip the evangelist to have somebody ask the question, how can I possibly understand unless somebody guides me? And you and I, as God's people, need to take the initiative and learn how to win a soul to Jesus Christ. To choose to be ignorant is sin. And beloved, it's not that complicated, because if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you understand the day that you were converted, then you have a message to give. But yet at the same time, yes, we need to be sharpened, we need to be equipped. And there are many of God's people that are not confrontational in soul winning because they don't know how to win souls to Christ. So let me encourage you to join us when we resume our soul winning ministry, when we resume going from door to door on Saturday mornings. I encourage you to come with us and we'll show you firsthand how you can lead a soul to Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6, note then verse 20 and 21. Another reason why many of God's people are not winning souls to Christ, they are not confrontational soul winners, is simply because they are consumed with the things of this world. Note here in Matthew 6, 20 and 21. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Church family, only the word of God and the souls of men are eternal. Only the Word of God and the souls of men are eternal, outside of God Himself, of course. And you and I need to do everything we can to win people to Jesus Christ. And another reason why many of God's people are not winning souls, they are not confrontational, they're not going out of their way to win people to Christ, because they're so caught up in the things of this world. Their values are not spiritual. And the Lord Jesus said in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What do you value? For one to live for the temporal at the expense of the eternal is foolishness. And that's where many of God's people live. They live for the things of this life that will burn up eventually. Let's invest in the souls of men. Let's be involved in sharing our faith with others. Let's get a hold of some gospel tracts and let's plant them, plant the seed of the Word of God. What good is the seed of God's gospel in the barn? It needs to be taken out of the barn, needs to be sown in the hearts of men and women. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, please. Acts chapter 8, verse number 1. Let me give you one more reason why many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Note the first part of verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, that ye shall be witnesses unto me." Witnesses of me. A failure to acknowledge the person and work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is another reason why many of God's people are not involved in confrontational soul winning. The Holy Spirit was active in creation. The Holy Spirit was active in empowering God's servants to carry out His work. The Holy Spirit is involved in regeneration. The Holy Spirit seals us, and also the Holy Spirit fills us with power so we can be a witness for Jesus Christ. "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that ye shall be witnesses unto me," the Bible teaches us. The Holy Spirit indwells us in order to empower us to be a witness for Christ. And if we understand that, then we will be involved in soul winning. Confrontational soul winning is not an option, child of God. This is a critical time to be a witness. For many people are full of fear. Many people are anxious about their mortality. God has set before us an open door. The door is called COVID-19. Let's arm ourselves with gospel tracts and let's be about the Master's business. Do you realize that between 400 to 450 people die daily in Australia? That is the general average. Every day throughout Australia, 400 to 450 people die every day. And each one of those souls will either lift up their eyes in heaven or cry out for mercy in hell. And what are you and I doing about that? What are you and I doing about that? Let me encourage you, church family, to be involved in confrontational soul winning. That means you and I going out of our way to be a witness. Carrying tracts, speaking up, going out of our way to be a witness for Christ. Praying for opportunities to share Christ. Confrontational soul winning is not an option. It's a mandate from Almighty God. And at this time in our national history, God has opened up a door of opportunity. May God help us to take advantage of the opportunity to win people to Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would forgive us for our lack of zeal for the lost, Lord. All of us can be more zealous in winning souls for thee. So I pray, O God, that you will lay upon our hearts, even this evening, different ones that we can pray for, different ones that we can seek opportunity with to share the gospel of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.